What's up, y'all? It is Mike of iWatchMike.com. Welcome to another episode, Talking Arrow. Alongside of me, I have Miss Anna B from Australia. You can check her out on Twitter at Traveler15. Now, technically, she's not really next to me because she's across the pond in Australia land. So the good thing about it is I have her. I have her four times, actually, because in this episode, we're going to talk about the crossover, the four-night crossover episode, the Crisis on Earth 10 or X or whatever the hell you want to call it. The first part, part one, was done on Supergirl. And then the second part was, Arrow? Of course, I watched that one. And then the third part was on The Flash, which I watched. And on the fourth one, it was part four, and it was Legends of Tomorrow, which I didn't watch. But Anna B. did. So what we're going to do is we're just going to play her part one and then so on and so on. And I guess I'll just commentate and give my thoughts when I can. I have no idea what happened in part one and four. I think there was some marriages, maybe? I don't know. Let's just take it. Let's take it to Miss Anna B. Here's part one. She recaps Supergirl.
Well, here we are for the big crossover for this season, this year, which we see more of Supergirl this time. We have Arrow, The Flash, and Legends of Tomorrow. This episode's called Crisis on Earth X, and we've got all the cast, and the villain is they're fighting Nazis, which have come from Earth X, which is the 53rd Earth, and they all want to dominate all the realms of Earth. So let's begin recapping these four episodes.
Yes.
I've got to say, it wasn't one of my favorites, all these crossover storyline with Nazis.
I agree. Agree.
It's not one of my favorites to deal with Nazis, so I think it's been done and dusted, and I'm over that. We had a lot of action, stunt work with all the cast from all the shows.
I agree.
And you could see that was featured quite heavily for most of the episodes. First episode was Supergirl, and then we followed by Arrow, where we see the preparation is underway for the wedding of Barry and Iris. Supergirl mainly focused on the wedding. We have, from the wedding, we have Kara and her sister Alex, which went to Central City, and Oliver and Felicity came from Arrow, and Sarah, Jax, and Martin, and Mick from Legends of Tomorrow, who also went to Central City to attend the wedding ceremony.
Okay.
With all the wedding hype, Oliver decides he can't live without Felicity, and his life, and needs her in his life, so he proposes to her.
Wow.
That was a big shocker. But unfortunately for him, she doesn't want to get married. She's happy living her life the way things are between them. She doesn't want to tempt fate like the last time when she got shot and their lives just went pear-shaped. She just wants to live happily with him and just deal with it that way. This causes a rift between them because Oliver really wants to marry her. So after all the preparations, and we have a pre-wedding dinner and everything, we get to the wedding. It's all going fine, and it's interrupted by the Nazis, whose leader is, of course, evil Oliver, who is the Führer of the Nazis, and we have evil Kara, who is a Supergirl, and she's by his side. They are partners together. So all hell breaks loose in the church. They have to get the guests out to safety, and then we have all the heroes. They start fighting and pairing off to fight the Nazis. So you've got evil Oliver and Oliver fighting, and the two Supergirls at each other. And one thing we learn from all this is Reverse Flash is back, from, and who was in Earth One, and he is helping the Nazis.
No.
So we have to learn what his motives are. So this ended the Supergirl episode, and then we'll head into the Arrow episode. And poor Iris, she didn't end up getting married in the end.
Ah, got it, got it. All right, so that was part one. It actually sounded pretty boring. Yeah, I tried Supergirl when it first came out. I tried. I really, truly tried, and I just couldn't get into it. So I'm just like, that's not my kind of thing. The last crossover I did watch, I dealt with it, the other two shows. This one here just didn't do it. I think the whole Nazi thing, I agree. I think it's played out. And I wasn't feeling it. So part two is the Arrow episode, which I did watch. So here it is, and a B.
So, next we head into Arrow episode, which is usually where what Mike and I are usually recapping.
Yes.
So we go back to Star Labs, and there's a nice surprise. Tommy Merlin has been taken prisoner. This is a big shock for Oliver. He's struggling to see his best friend being a Nazi. He's locked up in the pipeline, but he's not going to give any information out about all these Nazis, and he actually takes a cyanide pill and dies.
That was awesome. That was awesome.
Oliver's sort of grieving again with the death of Tommy.
Whatever.
We have an Alex and Sarah hookup for a one-night stand, and Alex is trying to deal with that throughout the whole of the crossover episodes.
Right.
As she says, she's not that type of person, and she still feels like she should be with Maggie.
Well, she is, though, because she did it.
And we've got Martin, who wants to separate his body from Jax's Firestorm so he can return to his normal life.
I saw that.
And go back and be with his wife and daughter. But Jax wants to still be together with Martin as Firestorm. He thinks Martin's like his father to him. And if they do split with Legends, he's not going to have his powers anymore. So he can't be a hero or a Legends, as they say.
Nope.
And be with the team anymore, because what can he do?
Nothing.
So there are issues that are sort of dealing with throughout this episode and the rest of the crossover. So we learn that the Nazis are actually after a prism, which will enable the Wave Rider to go to Earth 1. It'll open a portal for them so they can destroy Earth 1. So, and Reverse Flash is all behind that. So we see all our heroes.
Mm-hmm.
We've got Alex, Sarah, Oliver, The Flash. They all take off with Martin and Jax and Mick, and they start fighting the Nazis to try and defeat them. But we've got Reverse Flash there, and they all get teleported up and imprisoned back on Earth X, like a Nazi camp. Unfortunately, they don't have any powers because they have a collar around them, which stops them from being able to have any powers. Meanwhile, back on Earth, we've got Evil Oliver and Kara at Star Labs, and their objective is to get Supergirl, because they want to take her heart and put it into Evil Kara because she's dying.
That was messed up.
So we've got Cisco and locked up in the pipeline with Caitlin, and it's up to Iris and Felicity to try and get them out. But luckily for them, we have the Arrow team that come. We've got Renee and the Canary, and we've also got Mr. Terrific, Curtis, who comes and helps save the day to get the rest of the team out of the pipeline.
Is that his name for real? Mr.
And Terrific? To try and help. So basically that was it for Arrow, and then we will go into, we went into the next night when we had The Flash and Legends of Tomorrow.
Thank you, Miss Hennepy. You can check her out on Traveler 15. That was part two where she talks about the Crisis on Earth 10 or X or whatever one you want to call that, the Arrow episode. Now, I did watch this one. I thought it was cool seeing everybody together. Played out on the Nazis thing once again. I'm glad Tommy killed himself because when he took off, I was like, oh, are you serious? Tommy's in this? I've never been a fan of Tommy since day one. Just something about him just never did it for me. So I was quite happy to see him die. Let's see here. I think the episode had tons of dope action. I enjoyed that. I did think that there was a little too much love problems. I don't know. It just felt kind of lovey-dovey in certain parts that I wasn't too thrilled about. The whole taking of the heart thing, I was pretty shocked. I was like, damn, they're going to do that to Supergirl? And see what else. And I think that's pretty much it. You know, I mean, yeah, they were on the concentration camp. I thought they were going to be able to put up a better fight, but of course those collars prevented them. So off to part three on The Flash. Miss Anna B is going to talk about it.
So The Flash episode is next. And we've got Felicity, who cuts the power to Star Labs. She's able to hack in after Reverse Flash, who we know at the time back in episode in season one was Harrison Wells. He was portraying him. So he knows all the layout of the lab and everything about the team. So, but she manages to cut that power and help free everybody, with the help of the Arrow team at the time, as I mentioned. So we head back up to Earth X, and the team need to escape. And they have this help of Leonard Snark, who's actually on Earth X. And he rescues the heroes with the Ray. They're all taken back to the Resistance bunker, and the Resistance want to bring down the Nazis by blowing up the portal with their home base. But this portal is needed for our heroes so they can get back to Earth One. So they're given a little bit of leeway, the heroes, so they can get back to Earth and to this portal before it is blown up. So we've got the Flash and the Ray, who are taking on this tornado bomb. And they've got to stop it before it reaches the portal. They don't do a very good job, I thought, at one stage. But, hey, they do stop it eventually. Also, the rest of the team, Oliver, they take off to the portal so they can get to it, so they can try and open it. And Oliver portrays himself as the evil Oliver to get in, which he manages to. We've got Jax and Martin, who become Firestorm to help. But as we know, they're not doing too well in this battle at the facility. The Nazis are overrunning them, and they need to get the lever down. So Martin and Jax separate, and Martin gets to the lever. But in doing so, he's shot critically, and we're going to lose him. So the team all come, they help, they get back, they manage to open the portal, and they manage to get back to Earth One, and they are taken up to the Wave Rider, where Martin can be looked after by Gideon. But he's too far gone with his injuries, and the only way to save him is you've got Jax connected to him, but he won't survive either. So Martin makes that decision. He wants to die, and he separates his body and takes this concoction that has been made for him so he can separate, and he dies. So that is a big blow to the Legends team of the death of Martin. He will be sadly missed by all of them, especially Jax.
Yeah, I remember that part. I didn't think he died, but I guess he did. Part three for me, it was interesting to see Detective Lance as the one of the major Nazi guys. it was good seeing Mr. Cold, Captain Cold, what do you want to call him? Snard. I'm a big fan of him. So it was good to see him in this episode. Thought it was great action in this episode. Let's see what else. I think that's it, really. I mean, this whole thing really didn't do anything for me. All right. So now part four, Legends of Tomorrow. I did not watch this episode because, once again, I did try to watch Legends when it first came out because it had pulled certain people that I really liked from, you know, from the different shows. And I tried. It's just the whole time traveling thing, and it just didn't work for me. Doesn't work for me. So I didn't watch it, but Ms. Anna B. did, and here she is.
We continue with Legends of Tomorrow, the crossover, and we're back on Earth One with Supergirl about to get her chest cut open by Reverse Flash, but he can't.
What?
There is a small, tiny Ray who's holding up the knife. It's a bit funny, actually, I thought, and he saves the day, and the team, the Legends team, all come along and they save the day back at Star Labs. So basically all now with Legends is they've just got to work out a way to get rid of the Nazis, and there's a big final showdown between everyone who's on all four shows. Basically, they all pull together. There's a big fight, lots of stunts, kicking ass. You name it, they fight. We've got Supergirls fighting up in the air, and eventually she explodes. We've got evil Oliver fighting Oliver, and he eventually puts an arrow through his chest, killing him. So what? The Nazis are no more. And I find it, you've got Barry, the Flash, fighting Reverse Flash. He has him. Barry, being such a do-gooder, he lets him go, and off Reverse Flash goes. So he's still around to cause more havoc for them in some time down the track, whenever that could be, but he's not out of the picture yet. So I'm sure we'll see more of Reverse Flash because Barry can't get rid of him. So we've done all the storyline, and then we see Iris and Barry left standing. They didn't get married, but they decide they don't want a wedding anymore. They're just going to go to the Justice of the Peace and have them marry them. And Barry makes a quick trip to Star City, grabs Dig. Poor Dig. I love always seeing his face when he's been taken by Barry and the Speed, as he is
officiate a
wedding.
Okay.
So he just gets Dig to officiate. Sorry, I'm rambling here. So Dig officiates a wedding, and Barry and Iris are married. They've got standing by them Felicity and Oliver, who watch the proceedings, and a bombshell hits again. Felicity makes that decision. She now wants to marry Oliver,
no
matter what. And Dig says he's been waiting the 6 years for these two to get together.
Oh, so double wedding.
Oliver's become a better human because of his love for Felicity, and they get married. And it's just spur of the moment. And that was my OMG moment for the night. I think out of all of it, seeing them all get married finally, and now we'll see how it all works between them. So that was the big crossover. I think some people probably liked it, some people didn't. It was okay, but I won't rave over it like some people have. I don't know what they can do next if they continue on into another season next year, but hey, it's been done. It coordinated very well with all the stunts and everything, which was a great feat. Well done for all that. And Mike, that's for me for this big crossover episode, Earth in Crisis. Okay, Bye, all.
All right. Thank you, Miss Anna B. Now you can check her out, Traveler15. I just tried to tweet her, but I was misspelling her name, and Traveler15. It's Travel and then L-E-R 15 if you want to check her out. Thank you, Miss Anna B., for watching the two that I did not watch. You know, overall, I think I totally agree with you. It just didn't. I think the last crossover was cool with the aliens. This was just, I don't get it. But I did notice at the end that they did get married. I saw that little part there on my TV. I caught that end part there. So, yeah, now that everybody's married, we'll see how everything goes. But I think I'm done with the crossovers. Yeah, but I still do them. If they come on, we'll just do them like this because they have to get done, right? The show must go on. So that is it, people. If you want to check out some of our other recap shows, you can go to iwatchmike.com. That's my blog on the top. You can't miss it. Recap Arrow, The Flash is there, plus other shows. And like I said, audioboom.com, and then you search iwatchmike. I think it's audioboom.com/channel/iWatchMike. There you go. And then on iTunes, Talking the Flash and Talking Arrow as well. So that is it for us. And thanks for tuning in. I know it's kind of long, a lot longer than usual, but it had to get done. All right. I'll talk to y'all later. Peace out.
My name is Barry Allen, and I am the fastest man alive. To the outside world, I'm an ordinary forensic scientist. But secretly, with the help of my friends at Star Labs, I fight crime and find other metahumans like me. I hunted down the man who killed my mother, but in doing so, I opened up our world to new threats. And I am the only one fast enough to stop them. I am The Flash.